Now, some people found Intel's naming scheme quite confusing. Well, in fact, everybody except for Intel found Intel's naming scheme quite confusing. And so therefore, they've rebranded. They are selling their processors now under a new marketing system. So gone is the Intel Core i5, the i7, the i9, and so on. Now you have the Intel Core 5, 7, and 9, and so on, without the I in front of it. And they've also released a new subsegment called the Intel Core Ultra. So it's the Ultra 5, the Ultra 7, and so on. Anyway, really it's important for us as consumers to understand this because we ultimately part with our money when we buy a processor. So watch out for a new video on my channel where I dive into all the details so you can understand what processor you're buying and what performance capabilities it has. Stay tuned to Gary Explains.